This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. So happy to have you along and very happy to have with us in the studio once again from the United Way, Elle Halliday. Welcome back, Elle.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. And it's more good news that you're sharing, and we are doing so with Jennifer Miller, who today is in her role with Big Brothers Big Sisters Lanark County. Hello.
Hi, Bob. Good to be back.
It is good to have you back for sure, especially under these circumstances. Now, Elle, we'll start with you. Just like we were talking with the table before in Ramsey Hart, there were a series of Canada Community Service Recovery Fund grants that were doled out, and a couple of them came out here. One was to the table, the other one was to Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yeah, so we're super excited, as we've mentioned, for the Community Service Recovery Fund. Just another way we get to support our community as we continue to kind of grow and expand and change and adapt in this new, dare I say it, post-COVID world, and how we can continue to support and really have sustainable change.
And that was the purpose, or is the purpose, of this funding, is to help with that recovery for organizations like these after dealing with the lengthy pandemic. And yes, I mean, you know, we kind of put it in quotations when we say after the pandemic, because COVID is still an issue. But these funds are definitely made available to help get back on track.
Yeah, exactly. That's the hope, to really help organizations, I guess, pivot. You know, a lot of challenges were identified when we were shut down, and a lot of unique ideas came from that and different ways to kind of support folks. But also it really highlighted, you know, our most vulnerable communities and populations. And we were able to reach more folks, but we were, you know, we lost track of a lot of folks as well. And so I think this, you know, fund, the goal was, okay, let's see if we can, A, you know, try and get back to a bit of normalcy and connect with people in person, but also, you know, let's continue to connect with those folks that were vulnerable and were maybe more isolated, and, you know, different ways in which we can, you know, really help continue forward, again, with that, you know, sustainable change to connect with everybody.
Yeah, and it's really neat how many organizations did pivot, but then at the same time took a lot of what they learned over the course of the pandemic and said, well, you know what, we can continue to use this in addition to the way that we used to do things. Jennifer, what was it like for Big Brothers Big Sisters
during the pandemic?
Yeah,
it was a tough go, Bob. It really was. So we were able to not touch our reserves, so financially we came through it strong. That said, we had to let go half our staff team. We couldn't be in the schools. They were shut down, of course. We couldn't run our fundraisers because there was maximums on how many people you could have together. Our stores had to close. We have two thrift stores that we run. And so it really was a tough go for us. So we're looking forward to working with the United Way and with other funders to try and continue our rebuilding process.
Yeah, and definitely an infusion of cash like this is going to help quite a bit.
It sure will. We're really glad for it.
So what do you intend to do with the money? Like, how do you move into this recovery mode, or
Good question, Bob, because you know, like Ellie said, we all took time to listen and to review and to understand what had changed during and after the COVID pandemic. I'm going to be positive and say after. So what we really learned was that our families had changed and our kids had changed, and the needs were different and sometimes more complex. So we're going to use this money to launch a 2SLGBTQIA Plus toolkit. We're going to create that toolkit for school administrators, so principals. There's going to be a resource for parents. As well, we are creating a website for youth. And so this is a timed project, ultimately we're building resources that will stand the test of time with a focus on our rural community. So there are resources out there, but they are very urban centric. And so we really want to focus on all the great things about the county, but the things that make living here unique.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting. We see a lot of organizations that have these templates that are sort of thrust upon them, and they are definitely, you know, made for the big city. So it's interesting to see you do this. It also sounds to me like there will be several partners involved in order to make this happen. And I know that your organization and several others around the county, help, you can speak to this as well, work together. This sounds like these projects would definitely involve multiple groups coming together.
Absolutely. So we have a great relationship with the schools. We've been working in the schools for years, and so they're key to this. We've been doing a little road trip around the county, meeting with all the principals. We've also been meeting with the youth centers around the county, trying to understand what youth need and where the gaps are. So that working with them is pretty critical. But it's really hand in hand with the United Way of Eastern Ontario as our main funder that we're able to do this work. So we're really thankful.
It must be very gratifying when you do see organizations that you help come together. I know in the past, the United Way has certainly promoted that as even in certain projects that would be funded because of cooperation.
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, United Way East Ontario, we're not the experts in youth services and youth mental health and youth mentorship. So we look to our partners to see what they're doing and what best practices are. And so we love to be able to connect different organizations and connect different folks and bring the right people to the table and really amplify the work that they're doing and look for different ways in which we can support. You know, we're super proud to be supporters of Big Brothers Big Sisters Lanark County. We're super excited to see that the work that they're doing and the different kind of organizations that they're connecting with to make an impact on our youth and our youth, you know, in the rural communities where they are and with the, you know, real client-centered kind of focus.
Yeah, indeed. And knowing that you have the backing of groups like the United Way, Jennifer, must be just the shot in the arm that you really enjoy and need.
Absolutely. I was in another meeting with Ellie earlier this week, and we were trying to do the math to see how long the United Way has been supporting Big Brothers Big Sisters in Lanark County, and we're thinking it's over 30 years, maybe closer to 40, but we haven't found anything in writing to support that, but I'm thinking it's high. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary this year, so these are the conversations I'm trying to have to see who's been beside us the longest.
You're nodding your head quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun to kind of, you know, Jennifer and I were going through kind of old documents trying to see how long. And I think it's, you know, I think it speaks to itself to show that we have been able to support Big Brothers Big Sisters Lanark County for over 3 decades. Like, that's massive. And the work that they've done and being able to continue to watch them grow is, you know, exactly what we want to be doing. So
absolutely. And I can tell you, like, as soon as I got here, Fraser Scantlebury was one of the people who I was first introduced to. Used to be with United Way Lanark County, and then went into his well-deserved retirement for sure. But one of the first things that he did was he made clear, you know, to me, it's like Big Brothers Big Sisters is very important, you know.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's so true. It really is. And then we've been proud to help with the Bowl-a-thon year after
year.
Thank
you, Bob.
Yeah,
it's
just it's an amazing program. So
thank you.
It helps so many kids. It just does. And maybe equally as important, it helps their families, their parents as well.
You know, our focus really is on the child,
yeah,
or the youth, and trying to make sure that they have an adult presence in their life that they can count on, that is only there because they want to be, not because we're paying them, not because they're related, just because they want to be. And that provides a life-changing service. And I think when the families see that child flourish, that's the gift to the family. And so it's a pretty special project and work that we've done over 50 years.
Yeah, and it takes the pressure off of a single mother, a single father, a grandparent, or whatever. It just gives them, you know, a little bit of respite, but it also gives them trust, and it gives them the feeling that they know that their child is going to be getting another positive influence. You know, it takes a little bit of the burden off of them, just a little bit.
It really does. And I think further to that, Bob, we've really kind of modernized. So we're not just the traditional big brother or big sister anymore. We're in the schools. We're running group programming. We have a youth center in Smiths Falls. So we're trying to reach children and youth in all of the different ways and really focus on mentoring in all the ways that we can.
Excellent. Now, you've mentioned 50 years.
I was dropping hints.
Yes, you were. So the 50th anniversary for Big Brothers Big Sisters on our county is coming up, and what a celebration is planned.
We were formed in 1973. It was a good year. Had our first meeting in Carlton Place in May of 73. And so this year what we're doing, we've had a number of smaller celebrations, but we're hosting a gala back in Carlton Place at the Grand Hotel on November 2nd. So tickets are on sale on our website. We are going to have live music and a three-course meal and a very special guest speaker that you will know, Erin Lee from Interval House, that we all love listening to. She's been a huge champion of ours over the years, and so it's going to be a really great night.
Absolutely. How do people get tickets for this?
So they go to lanark.bigbrothersbigsisters.ca. That's our website. They could also call the office at 283-0570.
And obviously the proceeds from the event are going to go back into the organization. How does money from these fundraisers actually help? What does it get used
for? Yeah, great question, Bob. So we have trained social service workers on staff, and the purpose of those good folks is to screen our adult volunteers, make sure they're safe and reliable and ready to be matched with a child. And then they monitor that match throughout its lifetime to make sure that everything's going well and that the child is staying safe. So those trained social services workers are really the core of what we use our money for.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in. It's been wonderful to speak with you again. Now, I'm going to embarrass myself here. Do you go by Ellie?
I do.
You do? Yes. I've called you Elle. Ever since okay. I've known you.
I don't think I even caught it.
You see, I grew up in Orleans, and you know, I have French-Canadian background, so I see L, E-L, anyway, Ellie. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, hi.
But anyway, thanks again for being here, Ellie. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, as always.